to hear one of the most outrageous things you're going to hear in a while. A few years ago, the NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, began to require commercial fishing boats to carry observers with them. It's like taking a cop with you in the police car, right? To make sure they adhere to federal fishing regulations. But NOAA ran out of money that it needed to keep the program going to the extent it deemed necessary in the U.S. Atlantic Coast herring fisheries. And so the agency decided, with no congressional authorization or approval, to demand that the responsibility to pay for the observers went to the fishing boat and the captains, to the fishermen themselves, at a cost of $700 a day or more, because that person also takes up room on the boat. I don't believe NOAA has the right to do that. It's going to go to the Supreme Court. Hopefully it'll follow the same track as the EPA getting sued by the state of West Virginia and losing. Ryan Mulvey is here, an attorney for the Cause of Action Institute. Ryan, good to have you. Ryan, good morning. Do we have him now?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. Technology sometimes.
Good morning.
Good to have you. It's a ridiculous it's a ridiculous position of overreach by the government here, Ryan. But there was a big ray of hope when the Supreme Court said to the EPA, you can't do that to the state of West Virginia. That's beyond your purview, because it goes well beyond. It was never authorized by Congress. And listen, the administrative state was never authorized by Congress. It has been exploited since a couple of big cases, one in 1947, I believe, if I went back and checked my numbers. And this is so beyond the pale, forcing a law enforcement agent, if you will, to ride along on the fishing boats and then assess fines if they don't like what you do. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really even worse than that, because these monitors that are being forced onto the boats aren't even government employees. What the agency is doing, it is directing the fishermen to contract with third-party monitoring service companies that have been pre-approved by the government. There's only a few of them, so it's not even really an open market. The fishermen are up against a wall. So you have to have a third-party layperson, if you will, come on your boat, take up a space that would otherwise have been given to a fisherman, and then pay their salary at the end of the day. It certainly goes beyond any sort of sense of reasonable expectation of the cost of complying with a regulation. And I think you're right that the West Virginia case shows that the Supreme Court, like much of the legal profession, academia, even judges, are beginning to realize that the administrative state and Chevron, which was a decision from the 80s, which requires deference to agency interpretations of statutes when they're arguably ambiguous, that whole apparatus isn't working. It's not working. Agencies are out of control.
Here's the way I put it, and I put it quite succinctly, and I have for a long time. Regulation without representation is wrong. It's no different than taxation without representation, which started this whole country. Regulation without representation, which is exactly what this is. This is not how this country was designed, because you have agencies like NOAA or the EPA, or pick your agency, it doesn't matter. They have the full strength of creating their own laws. They call them rules, but they're laws. And they can take your money, they can take your property, and they can take your freedom, all at the end of a gun, because many of these agents are armed. And so they point a gun at you and say, you've broken the law, but it's not the law. It's a rule created by an agency with nobody that represents me in Congress or anybody else ever having voted on it. Correct?
That's right. It's unelected, faceless bureaucrats. And really, the founding fathers, when they set out the Constitution, like you were getting at, they gave to courts the duty to interpret the law. And the way the administrative state works now, the way Chevron works, the way this administration is trying to push this rule, it's the executive not only executing the law, but making law. through regulation, like you said, because effectively it is law, and it governs a large
part
of
our daily lives. They can call it whatever they want. It's when they can take your place of business or your home, or they can take your money, or they can take your car, and they can throw you in jail. Oftentimes, in the appeal process, oftentimes goes back to the very agency. It doesn't even run through a courtroom. It goes back to the same agency to adjudicate what they've already decided. That's the worst of it.
Judge, jury, and executioner all together, all wrapped up in one. Some of the agencies, the Federal Trade Commission, for example, is a great example of that. And it's very troubling. We think that this case, it gives a very good opportunity for the Supreme Court, if it's willing to hear it, to start to seriously wind back the administrative state and the doctrines in the courts that allow agencies to get away with so much. Courts need to be interpreting the law, not the agencies. And schemes like this, where the government forces you to carry a monitor like a state trooper in your car and then pay for them, right? And a fisherman sometimes go out, they don't catch anything, right? They don't know where the fish are all the time. Sometimes they're unlucky. They still have to pay for the monitor at the end of the day when they get back to the dock. And some days you may have fishermen and captains and crew who go home with nothing, but the monitor is still paid. And that's an intolerable outcome.
Well,
that's not right.
Right. It's an expense that shouldn't be there. And it's monitoring. I mean, don't you have a Fourth Amendment constitutional right to unreasonable search and seizure? Wouldn't this qualify?
I mean, that is an issue that has come up in some of the with the question of monitoring. That's a good point. It is a concern. There are constitutional concerns with this scheme of monitoring as well and industry funding. But at the end of the day, it's really just a matter of what the agency should and shouldn't be doing. If they want to do something like this, they have to ask Congress for the approval to do it. And they have to ask Congress for the money to run the program. And that hasn't happened on either front in this case.
Yeah. There it is. Hopefully. And so when's it going to be argued?
Well, so we're still waiting to hear. We filed our petition at the beginning of this month. The government will file a response this coming month in December, and then we'll wait to hear whether the court will schedule an oral argument, whether it'll actually hear the case or not. We're at the petition stage still. Hopefully that's sometime at the end of next year that we'll find out what happens next, before the end of next year. But it's, if your listeners want to learn more, causeofaction.org, we have a video about the clients and about the case, and hope, like you said, it looks like the Supreme Court is heading in the direction of wanting to check the administrative state and its overreach and these burdensome regulations, really outrageous regulations. But we just got to hope for the best at this point.
Well, I greatly appreciate you bringing it to our attention here, Ryan. It's really important. Ryan Mulvey, attorney for the Cause of Action Institute. I hope the Supreme Court continues to dismantle the regulation nation. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for allowing me to come on.
Greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much. This is The Steve Gruber Show. Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more, stevegruber.com.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of the brand that makes the best flannel on the market, Muskox. We make 100% double brush cotton flannels that provide durability, comfort, and warmth using ethically sourced cotton and manufactured in conditions that we can all be proud of. We're passionate about providing the highest quality flannels around. To get your hand on the softest and toughest flannels in the market, go to GoMuskOx.com. That's GoMuskOx.com for the best flannel you've ever seen.